Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Lindsay Perry with us once again, and a question that's come through from our exclusive members community on coachperry.com, and it was submitted from Vivian, who's in Australia. Lindsay, Vivian says, I've run Comrades twice, Bull Rowans in both 2012 and 2013, and aiming for another one in 2016. I'm 48 years old, I'm female, and I'm experimenting with the Banting, or the low-carb high-fat diet, and while I'm finding the diet to be valuable, I have found that I'm prone to cramping. Thus, I've pulled a muscle at a recent speed session, even though I was feeling fine. I've never had cramps previously. I find it hard to balance banting and doing either very long runs or doing very hard efforts when I run faster. I was advised to run in a fasted state to promote my fat oxidation capability. Do you have any advice on this one for Vivian?
Yeah, so look, let me start out by saying that I probably don't know as much as I should about banting, or more correctly, I'm assuming high fat, low carb rather than actual banting and avoiding carbs and focusing only on proteins. But I do have a brother who's like completely obsessed with it, so I do learn more as we go along. And part of the reason why I don't know more, and probably should know more, because it will help me better with these kind of answers, but I don't believe in it at all. Okay, so that's the first starting point. If someone comes to me for advice, I'm always going to steer them back to a more balanced, healthy type of eating, and include plenty of good quality natural carbs and some from, you know, your normal energy drink type of solution to the problem, in terms of specifically during exercise and immediately after exercise. But so yeah, so that is the first thing. But what I can tell you in relation to your specific problem is that my brother has exactly the same issue. Definite increase in cramping during exercise, and a very definite drop in ability to produce power. So he's like a diesel engine, and I've heard this from many people, not just from my brother, but that's where I have the most intimate relationship, so I obviously speak to him often. He has solved it to a degree, the cramping, particularly by increasing his salt intake, which again, like from a dietary point of view, I'm not sure if it's responsible to encourage people to increase their salt intake. But he has increased his salt intake, and he's experimented with so many different products, and he has for himself found a way that he still has that now feels like he has that power available to him in the longer rides, and he also isn't cramping anymore. So I unfortunately can't give you those solutions, because even though we talk a lot, I don't always listen to exactly what he's putting into his body. But my advice from any endurance point of view is to have a much more balanced diet, okay? So I've never avoided fats. So having a slightly higher fat intake in your diet doesn't bother me so much, but avoiding a food group and cutting out carbs and even low carbs, and I must say that what my brother did do before 94.7, for example, is he had 200 grams of carbs the day before 94.7 to ensure full muscle glycogen and liver glycogen loading. And you know, for me, 200 grams of carbs is a pretty good number. For me, that starts to represent a balanced diet. So perhaps that, more than anything else that he changed yesterday, was the thing that should be focused on. So I would encourage you to go to a more balanced diet, to include natural carbohydrates, or those that you find in vegetables, and to consume those as part of a balanced diet.
Awesome. Vivian, thank you so much for your question, and thanks for being part of the Coach Parry online community. If you'd like to find out more, head over to coachparry.com. You can get all the details there. From myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Parry. Until next time, don't forget another Comrades Marathon online seminar, live one, coming up on the 2nd of December 2016. All you have to do is go to coachparry.com/webinar to sign up for that one. So until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachParry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachParry.com.